Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and I want to welcome you this morning on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. Well, you know, so far this month, we've had a message about Jesus being the only way. That was last week. And then we had another one about what will you give in exchange for your soul. And then, of course, the first week this month, we had a talk with Pastor Reynolds directly about a tract that he had written called What is an Independence Baptist Church? You know, now this week, we have a very serious message that we want you to hear. So go ahead and listen in as Pastor Reynolds brings a message called Don't Miss Jesus.
This morning I'd like to read the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23, and think on this subject. In all of your doing, in all of your living, in all of your religious life, do not miss Jesus Christ. Because if you miss Jesus, you're going to miss everything. Notice this passage, the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, 22, and 23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. As Jesus Christ is concluding his Sermon on the Mount, he has discussed many times about the right way and the wrong way. In verse 13 of chapter 7, Jesus said, Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in therein. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Jesus desires his listeners to understand that there's two ways. There is God's way, and then there's everybody else's way. There's only one way to get to heaven. That is through Jesus Christ, because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's what Jesus said, and that's what Jesus meant. But notice, here are some people in verse 22 who have done a lot of things. This is the title of the message. In all of your doing, in all of your living, in all of your religious life, do not miss Jesus. Because here's some people that filled their lives full of what men would say was good things. And yet God said, I never knew you. And you understand that Jesus Christ did not say they had done bad things. That's not even in the subject at all. In verse 23, Jesus did not say they had done anything bad. He simply said, I never knew you. The works that these people did should have reflected Christ inside them, but they didn't have Christ inside them. This is the important thing. A lot of people strive today for works on the outside, but they do not have Jesus on the inside. Wouldn't it be horrible to live all of your life and then die and go to hell? Wake up in the flames of hell and wonder, why did I come here? After all, I've been a pretty good person. I've gone to church. I've paid my bills. I've given my tithes and offerings to the church. Maybe you've even taught Sunday school. Maybe you've done a lot of things. And yet you didn't make it to heaven. And you looked at all the things that you were doing. Maybe today you're looking at all the things you're doing, and you realize that this is not going to be enough. Because the fact is this, that if we don't go to heaven through the blood of Jesus, we're not going. That's just the way it is. You can look at all the works you do. You can look at all the claims that you have to prove to everybody that you're religious. And yet, if Jesus does not know you, you're not going to go to heaven. That's what this passage is stating. And Jesus is making this very, very clear. Not only did Jesus make this clear, Simon Peter, when he wrote in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 11, also made it very clear. Notice this passage, "Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fail. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." What a contrast it is between Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23, and 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. You'll notice in the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23, these people had a lot of good works, a lot of things that they had done, and yet they were cast out. Jesus said in verse 23, "And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." And yet, here in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 11 especially, the Bible states an abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wow! Wouldn't it be horrible to miss Jesus? But notice the Bible states in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, that our part of this is to make our calling and our election sure. In other words, he's saying this: you make sure that it is God that has called you unto everlasting life, and that it is not that you are trusting in all the things that you've done. Rather, you are trusting in what God has done for you. There's much difference in knowing that Jesus has performed a good work in you and trusting the good works that you do to perform something in God. In the book of Matthew chapter 7, these individuals are trusting what they do to influence God. But in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 11, these folks are trusting in what God has done for them. I can rest with assurance in the Bible because salvation is of the Lord. It was Jonah who rebelled against the teachings of God. He ran away from Nineveh instead of going toward Nineveh because he did not want to preach the message there, was cast overboard when the storm came up, was swallowed by a whale, spent 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, and knew that there was no way that God was going to let him escape without preaching the gospel in Nineveh. And so Jonah declared that salvation is of the Lord, and he is absolutely correct. Jesus is the one that saves, and Jesus is the one that keeps. Understand here in this passage about missing Jesus in the book of Matthew chapter 7. These are people who will stand before God with all kinds of good works, church membership, baptism, all kinds of good things that you might think of. While they've paid their taxes, they've been a good employee or a good employer, they've been kind to people, they might have fed the poor, they've probably joined the church, they even, as they stayed here in verse 22, some of these had healed the sick. Some of them had cast out devils, and I'm sure you would think that's a good thing to do, and it is. But it wasn't good enough to get them to heaven, because it is only by the blood of Jesus Christ that a person can get to heaven. It is only by what Jesus Christ has done for us, nothing else. I would ask you, what is the solution to this great dilemma of external works versus nothing on the inside? And as I think about these things, I know that as you listen to this radio broadcast, that one of the things that you really desire is that you, when you come to the place of death, and your spirit and soul slips from this body, and you desire to wake up and see Jesus Christ. You don't want to live your life in vain and in emptiness. But what is the difference? The Bible gives us the difference between external works and internal faith in the book of Romans, chapter 10 and verse 8. The Bible said, "What saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart." That is the word of faith which we preach. "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him." See, what's the difference in external works and an internal belief? And the difference is this, that there is a trust of God in the heart. And when the Bible uses this term heart in the book of Romans chapter 10, he's not speaking about this pump that moves the blood throughout our body. Rather, he's speaking about the very core and the essence of a man that gives him life. It is talking about all that a person is, that they are trusting in the Lord, because only Jesus can save a soul. And the person that comes to Jesus Christ, knowing and understanding that there is nothing good about them whatsoever, they're like Jonah in the whale's belly, and they're saying, "I cannot live like this. I must have a Redeemer outside myself." But it was God that moved upon the whale and made that whale sick, and that whale went toward the shore and coughed up Jonah. And Jonah hit the land, and he said, "Salvation is of the Lord," and he went and preached. He understood that it was by the power of God. You see, it is only by the power of God that a person is transformed in salvation from death unto life. It is only by God's touching them and God moving upon them that they are redeemed unto everlasting life. I conclude with this thought. Don't miss Jesus. Don't depend upon your external works to get you to heaven. Instead, trust Jesus, who can save you for sure and for all eternity, and can take you to heaven. That's our prayer for you.
You know, there is a verse that talks about being still and knowing that I am God. You know, sometimes between all the things we have to accomplish from day to day, we put off our thoughts about God. You know, we need to slow down. We need to get into a quiet place, and we need to talk to God, and we need to meditate on His Word. You know, and oftentimes we think about, you know, those that don't go to church or those that don't listen to Christian radio programs, those are the ones that need to be finding God. You know, but the verse Pastor Reynolds read earlier tells us that there's going to be many people that stand before God and say, "You know, I know you, God, and I've done this and I've done this for you." But God is going to look at them and He's going to say, "I never knew you." So let me ask you, do you go to church? Do you help the poor? Have you been baptized? Let me ask you this. Have you been still lately and put everything else off, got in a quiet place, read God's Word, searched your heart, made your calling and election sure, make sure that you're putting your faith and trust in Him, not in the works you're doing? You need to make sure that you won't be one of those that stand before Him and hear the words, "Depart from me, I never knew you." You know, last week, we talked about Jesus being the only way, and at that time I mentioned an article on our website called "How Can I Be Saved?" You know, I would encourage you to log into the website at www.independencebaptist.org and read that article. You know, and right beside it you'll find several others that'll also be a help to you on this topic of salvation. Well, our time is up for today, but we do want to thank you for attending and remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.